Ginger Denny of Fayetteville admits she wasn't really keeping track of her health when she developed lower abdominal pains.
After like 2 weeks, I went into a physician thinking I had a urinary tract infection. He said, no, you don't. But then the blood test came back and indicated that perhaps an oncologist should do it.
The procedure for pretty routine symptoms led to the diagnosis of ovarian cancer.
I was very fortunate. I was stage 3, but he was able to do what they call optimal debulking, where he could get all evidence of disease, and I did not have additional organ involvement.
Her treatment back in 2000 was successful and might have beaten the odds.
The time period was maybe 30% survival in 5 years back when I was diagnosed, where now the treatments are better. There's more chemotherapy. It's treated more like a chronic disease. Women are living longer.
Denny is trying to help by spreading awareness and working as president of the support group GRACES. Frieda Weeks lost her daughter to cancer. Heather had started a mission to raise awareness similar to breast cancer.
She wanted to make the teal ribbon as recognizable as the pink. A few months after starting her mission, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and lost her battle. So we picked up her battle because we knew that that would be what she wanted.
Weeks started Hope for Heather, pushing education and raising research funds. The group wants women to track their symptoms.
If the symptoms persist for more than 2 weeks, we can say, take this to your doctor and say, prove to me that I do not have this cancer. We go to how many places to buy a car? Why do we only take one opinion when it comes to our life?
There is currently no test or screening for ovarian cancer, but both Weeks and Denny are hopeful awareness and more research can produce one to cut down on what is the fifth most deadly disease facing women. Chris Bolt, WAER News.